interested in reading books on mental health and healthy romantic relationships? If yes, then this one is for you. Hi everyone, and welcome to Cherry Picking Books, where every week we recommend one good book. The pick for this week is The Reason Is You by Nikita Singh, published in 2019. Siddhant and Akriti, who I'm assuming are in their late 20s, work together as medical residents at AIIMS in New Delhi. In the opening chapter, they go on their first date where Akriti gets a phone call that her father has unexpectedly passed away. A grieving Akriti eventually starts to take refuge in Siddhant. With time, they get closer and start dating. But they have barely known each other for just a few weeks. So, can this really even be love? Or is it just two people in pain who get temporarily united by a tragedy? For Akriti, it's the loss of her father when she finds Siddhant to lean on, who is still reeling from his breakup with his ex-girlfriend Mahi just a year ago. See, the book is not aimed at being highly intellectual or overly complicated, and that is okay because the author does not even aim for that kind of a palette. What she does promise with the book is to start a conversation on the importance of mental health in relationships, and this the book very effectively does in a simple and respectful manner. If you read Nikita's interviews or the author's note in the book, you will find that what she promises in the book is to look at the boundaries in a relationship. To look at how it is caring and loving someone who is battling with depression. To understand things outside of the traditional expectations of a relationship. To look at the ugliness of a difficult person. How self-destructive, abusive, and irrational can they be? And how that can ruin people who care for them. And the book delivers all of this what it promises. Will surely make them reflect on their own relationships. How much can one defend abusive and unreasonable behavior in the name of love? At times, what Akriti does to Siddhant in the book is pure gaslighting. While Siddhant truly cares for Akriti, there is an extent to which one can sympathize with a difficult person like her. And though Akriti is constantly spiraling out of control and you sometimes just want to staunchly abandon her, the book urges you to understand that such people are not monsters. What they are doing is definitely unjustifiable and outright wrong, but they are also prisoners of their own mind. They need help. So while one part of you hates Akriti for mistreating Siddhant and crossing her limits, the other part tends to sympathize with her situation as well. Siddhant more often than not tends to prioritize others' needs over thinking for himself. His past and the treatment of his parents' characters does shed some light on why he finds it difficult to express his needs and emotions. This helps in providing some depth to his character as well. But it's actually Akriti that has been given an excellent character arc. We see her gradual and tumbling fall into depression and darkness, eventually losing her mind and turning passive-aggressive. We see her sadness and her painful past, which makes her so broken. I have read Nikita's earlier work and therefore understood that Siddhant's ex Mahi in the book is the same girl who was in the book every time it rains. She comes across as likable and sensible. Eventually, she reappears into Siddhant's life while he's still dating Akriti, and this love triangle moves further. For me, the scene that stood out the most in the book was a party that Siddhant and Akriti attend together. At the party, Akriti encounters another violent mood swing and starts to publicly lash out at poor Siddhant, who is only trying to comfort her. It's a turning point in the story and the most impactful scene. How much of your identity and happiness can one let go every time for a loved one in pain? Thank you. time to analyze and fully absorb the emotions and thoughts that the story evokes in you. It gets heavy at places, making it tough to read it continuously. But this heaviness is important for the book. The way Akriti and Siddharth's romance starts seemed a bit too out of place and fast, with not too much explanation into why Akriti leans on to him. Or that why does Siddharth fly to a different city altogether for a girl he barely even knows. Perhaps death and grief makes people behave in bizarre and unexplainable ways. Since I have not experienced such losses, I didn't connect with it. But Nikita is nevertheless at the top of her game when it comes to the overall understanding of human psyche and the grayness that lies in all of us. The romance tends to get slightly Bollywoodish at places, but that's okay too. At some places, the attention to detail is not perfect either. For instance, it is mentioned that Akriti and Siddharth work at AIIMS, but to a person who doesn't even know that AIIMS stands for the best medical college in India, what does this abbreviation even stand for? Similarly, the name Dipanshu has been used twice for two different characters. Perhaps the author could have avoided using the same name twice. Aside from these minor flaws, which can easily be overlooked, the book is an excellent read on the topics it deals with. Books with neatly tied up ends and predictable storylines, it works for some, no problem in it. But more than them, we need books like The Reason Is You, because they deal with the messiness of human emotions. We read books because we feel heard and understood, and such books are meant precisely for that. Recommended for people in their 20s and not for very young people or teenagers. It's amazing to see more and more books out there addressing trauma, healing, emotional boundaries, and mental health. In the socio-cultural context of India, we as a society are evolving and more open to such conversations. It's sad that we still expect women to not break down and always hold the relationship together. And this book, I think, also makes a commentary that it's okay for women to make mistakes and fall apart. It's remarkable to read books like The Reason Is You, which highlight the need to understand such topics, to question the conventions in traditional relationships, and to reflect how healthy our own relationships can be beyond the so-called right and wrong ways. Enjoyed this review, and if you did, do pick up the book and let us know how you found the book. Enjoy reading!